All right. Members, I will call the Transportation and Public Safety Policy Committee of Wednesday, February 11th, 2015 to order. We have two items. We'll take Senate File 276 and Senate File 546 from the table. Senator Scalzi, welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members, and I appreciate very much your indulgence putting this on the table until we could get an appropriate amendment to be addressed by your group. So today we come with the A1 amendment, which does put an appropriation into the equation, and so that would add the dollar value, and it would also add the language that that appropriation would be canceled. As you recall, yesterday we were discussing all of this massive work that's going to be done in that particular area this year. So this asks for the appropriation, which would be then canceled if these other projects were to commence at a short time, within a short time.
Okay. So the A1 is being passed around. We'll wait a moment until everyone has that.
And basically, Mr. Chair, as the transportation MnDOT works through the system that they're working with the federal government, if this MnPass would be approved shortly, then that would be federal funds, which is the which would be the best way to pay for this, but that is not in place at this time. So therefore, we do have the appropriation request.
Okay, great, thanks. Senator Reinert, did I see you?
I'll move the A1.
Moving the A1. Any questions on the A1? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Motion carries. All right. Members, this will go to finance, and then we'll probably have a discussion about this in the larger context of our finance bill, we've got this thing about earmarking, but we definitely want to. We're here to also solve problems. Senator Peterson.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. That was my question. Since the close of our last hearing, I've had been approached by some other members, too, that may have similar projects. And so I was hoping to try and get a sense of your attitude towards this type of appropriation and how we might approach that in the future. Because I guess in our last hearing, I know we had the Department of Transportation at the testifier table, but I'm not sure they really expressed an opinion one way or another towards this type of bill, and I thought that was fairly uncharacteristic. Normally we have a state agency that expresses an opinion for or against.
So my preference, question to me, is, of course, that we approach all of these sorts of issues from a programmatic basis and try to stay away from specifically earmarking members' projects. At the same time, I very much appreciate members representing their districts, having hearing time, representing issues, getting them out on the table, articulating frustrations, lengthy years-long delay. I think, we had the presentation from the legislative auditor about some of the processes that they were recommending be improved, and we've heard from MnDOT about some of the improvements they've made. I think at the end of the day, it appears that we have a resource issue. There's just not enough money going into the noise wall program. At $2 million per year, I think that pays for a mile of noise wall per year with this lengthy list. Was that list handed out of all the noise walls kind of out there? That would be illustrative. Maybe we'll email that around to folks, people to see that we just aren't addressing the impacts of major freeway and highway infrastructure on our communities. So we need to figure out how to, do better in terms of the community consequences of the things that we need to provide for the traveling public. That being said, I'm comfortable, kind of keeping this bill kind of moving along, so that the conversation remains, so that there continues to be an active conversation between the community and the Department of Transportation. What I would like, my preference, I defer to the wishes of the committee, my preference is that as this kind of makes its way up to finance and back down to our division, we start thinking more broadly about noise walls and noise wall program and devoting more resources, and so then MnDOT maybe can get to a logical list based on whatever criteria that they're developing more quickly. So does that make sense? I'm solidly on both sides of the issue.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I'm not being critical, Senator Scalzi or Senator Franz, and I think any senator that's in your position would be doing exactly the same thing. But that was my question. I think I would encourage members I've talked to drop those bills and work with Senator Dibble, hopefully to get those heard if there is more of those. And then I think what I heard is that we're not going to ask MnDOT to express an opinion. We're going to work with them to develop the criteria for this program moving forward, and then at some point shift to a scoring system or that type of thing that they would normally use to pick projects rather than earmarking dollars in an instance like we're doing here now.
Okay. Would reflect. You and I would agree on that approach and that perspective. So, Senator Franzen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And from my perspective, in the conversations I've had with MnDOT about this issue, you know, it is a resource issue, but it's also done at the administrative level. So they decide that they're only going to put $2 million into the budget. And we talked about, well, the legislature can mandate, if you will, that a larger appropriation would be used for sound walls, and then we deal with that 284 list instead of having one wall a year. You know, they'll take 280 some years to build all the walls that are in the list. Not to say that all of them qualify, depending on the criteria. The problem is, in that time frame, while you're waiting, the criteria keeps changing or modified and all that, and it just doesn't become fair for any of our communities to have to undergo 10 years, 20 some years on, you know, not even being qualified, and having now the report from the auditor's office is really a good basis for us to have these conversations. I hate to mandate the department to have a larger sum, but I kind of agree that it should be larger. But the question is, do we want to have that conversation? Do we want to make that decision? And it's good to have these projects come forth to really highlight the issue of that criteria changing. And then with the recommendations that we have, it's a perfect time for us to not lose sight of that. That's an issue that affects most of our communities at the local level. And we hear about it because we represent them, and I'm sure they do too. But we're the ones who really show face for these projects. So I love it for it to be continue to be alive, but at the same time, it's to just highlight the issue of the resources and perhaps also add to the argument that we do need a comprehensive funding package for transportation, and this should be part of the considerations of, you know, because either build another wall or fill another pothole, and that's the reality of what they're faced right now as far as what they've told me.
Thank you, Senator Franzen. Senator Newman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members, I don't really have a dog in this fight when it comes to sound barriers, at least for purposes of my district. But I just wanted to make an observation, and in particular with Senator Scalzi's bill, Senate File 276, I really got the impression that her constituents were very frustrated because the criteria kept changing.
And the assumptions about that particular facility as it was improved way back when didn't hold up.
Exactly.
The volume of traffic.
That's correct. And so I just sitting here listening to her constituents thinking that, you know, they really had a legitimate beef and a legitimate reason to come before this committee. And I will be very honest, I never did hear a good, clear, concise explanation from MnDOT as to why, after all of these years, I don't know, it's 20 or 25 years, a long time, mm-hmm. that particular sound barrier never moved to the head of the list. Mm-hmm. Presumably others have. And so, I was a little, not unhappy isn't the right word, but confused as to their explanation as to what is going on. So, I just think it's very appropriate for Senator Scalzi to come forward with that bill, particularly in view of the fact that if the TCAP project goes forward, the noise from that particular area, I would assume, is going to become exponentially more difficult, not easier, for those folks. So I have absolutely no problem with her coming forward with this bill.
Is that a motion?
I'm sorry?
Is that a motion to move the bill along?
All right.
Senator Newman moves Senate File 276 as amended, be recommended pass and advanced to the Finance Committee. Senator Westrom.
Mr. Chair, just for the record, primarily, I brought it up the other day, but I don't know if I was the only one stunned at the cost of a mile of a road barrier or noise walls or not. Certainly, I can understand where it gets to be a lot of footage, but $2 million, and then that only builds one side of the road. It's going to take us a long time to meet some of the needs that might be out there. Our rural districts obviously don't have this need, but I just express this point that it sure seems to me when we look for efficiencies in government, I didn't get the feeling that they've really looked at alternative materials or other things that might do a better job in certain cases. And so I would like to see more flexibility or more options explored or looked at than just wood and cement. I mean, that's all I heard was wood or cement. And granted, I think they're good materials, but maybe there's other alternatives to bring the cost down, or maybe the way we're doing the wood walls could be done in a different way to bring the cost down. But broadly speaking, I thought the cost of this was very expensive, and if we don't find a more efficient or cheaper way, it just means we're going to have these communities coming in after 25 years that still won't have any noise protection if that's what they're pursuing, and that doesn't bode well for them or the taxpayers. So I raise that issue because I hope we can find some better solutions than what I think seems very costly for a mile of noise barrier.
It's a good job for some of our materials research folks at the University of Minnesota.
Right.
All right, thank you. Excellent observation. Thank you, Senator Westrom. Anything further, members? All right. All in favor of Senator Newman's motion, say aye.
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 Opposed, no. Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Senator Newman and Chair and members of the committee.
Great. Senator Franzen. We have a map.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. Senate File 546, same as 2 days ago when we talked about the Sunwall in Edina, and now you have a visual. I apologize for it not being colored, trying to save taxpayer dollars in that way, but it just gives you an idea. There is a tiered system in terms of the assessment that the city will have on residents, depending how close they are to the wall itself, which is a mile, just about a third of a mile long. And then you have the height. It goes up from 20, or goes down from 20 feet at the highest point to 6 feet at the lowest point. And it's your exit towards Vernon Avenue of Highway 100 South. So the only thing I would add from yesterday, I unfortunately don't have my colleagues from the City of Edina here, but they're on call in case you have any questions. But the only thing I would add to the testimony is that given the fact that there are going to be changes to the criteria and they're going to come up, the department's going to come up with a new list, that's not to say that any of these projects, including this one, who's is in line to be fifth and slated for 2017, that it won't move down. So we also have to consider that as well, that some of these are still in jeopardy, if we will. If you're number one, you might still come down when the list comes up out in 2016. So I'd like to put that on the record so we also keep that in mind when we are evaluating what we do with sound walls moving forward. Certainly would love to have a fair criteria, and a lot of the recommendations, if not most of them, I agree with from the report, but I do want to make that on the record that even Senator Scalzi's proposal could go up or down depending on the next round of lists in 2016. And I stand for questions if any member has any questions on this particular proposal.
Questions, members? Okay. Great. Senator Franzen, do you have a motion?
I move to lay this, well, we're going to refer it to
finance.
We'll finance.
Refer it to finance, yeah. Right, and we don't need to fill in the appropriation now. Deal with that later.
Well, and I have a little bit, Mr. Chair, what I heard, it's still being worked on, the fiscal note, if you will, but it's around $900,000 for the wall, and I'm not sure if that includes the labor or not, but that's what we've been hearing. And certainly 10% of the cost of the wall will be will be paid for by the residents. And some localities can decide to pay all of it and get reimbursed when their number comes up in the list, which is interesting. So that's another way that cities and localities can fund these projects earlier, but they're still at the mercy of getting reimbursed when their project comes up in the list. But that gives you an idea. It's a $900,000 project at this point, but I don't know if there's room for another wall that's around the same cost or if that's just material. So we'll get that information as we can, as quickly as we can.
Senator Franzen, I don't recall if there was some idea that all the work that's being done north of there would allow for bringing some of the cost down, similar to the idea that we had around Senator Scalzi's wall. If there's a lot of contractors mobilized, similar work being done not that far away. I mean, what is that, less than a mile away?
Sure.
Major work being done that would help maybe offset or bring down the costs of this stretch?
Mr. Chair, to my understanding, this wouldn't qualify because it's not contiguous to that project, just north of this project, but I'm sure that would be looked upon from the city's perspective because then that cost would be already covered under the entire road project. Is that what you're trying to say?
I didn't make myself clear. Just the simple fact of the matter is that there will be
more lanes,
more construction crews, sure, contractors, activity being done. If this can be done
more efficiently,
more efficiently because there's already so much work being done very, very close by, rather than having to stage and mobilize a whole independent and separate effort for this wall.
Mr. Chair, that's a great idea, and I'll bring it back to the city and to MnDOT to see how they can address that, maybe minimize some costs there, and maybe even timing as well.
Thank you. Senator Kiffmeyer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And, we gave really special consideration to the other project because of the extreme length of time and a lot of things. I haven't heard that from this particular project, though.
Mr. Chair and
Senator
Kiffmeyer, the records I've heard from and I've looked at in letters that have passed, I mean, this was slated to be constructed in 2005, and something must have fallen through the cracks that it wasn't able to get funded at that time. You do have unique consent from residents, so that's also a factor. If people have moved, maybe that's a factor. I'm pretty new to the issue. It came to my attention this interim with various constituents coming to my attention because the city has done some outreach and so has MnDOT. We're meeting with next month. We're having a resident meeting because they do have to agree to pay for it as well. And it's been on the higher end of the list, and I believe it's partly because of the noise and the safety concerns. As you can see from the view, some of the cars are coming pretty quickly from that off-ramp from a major highway. So there's literally houses right close to the highway itself and the off ramp. So it might be part of the rationale that why it was ranked so highly, the noise and then the proximity of the homes to the highway. Unfortunately, I don't know if there's anyone from MnDOT that can corroborate that, but it certainly has been in the higher end of the list for a while. Out of 284, it's been ranking highly.
Senator Kiffmeyer, I will say this is a curious gap along that stretch. This is a state highway, but it's built to interstate standards, and if you drive along that stretch, mm-hmm, it's a curious gap in that wall, and I don't know how it ended up getting dropped. So, Senator Franzen, do you want to move your bill?
Yes.
Oh, did you already? All right.
I did.
Hmm? Oh, I guess you did already. All right. Anything further, members? On Senator Franzen's motion to send Senate File 546 with recommendation to finance, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, no. Motion carries. Please leave your budget books here. You may add things to them. unless you really want to bring them back and study them very closely. We will bring them back to you. All right, and we're in. I don't know. All right. I'm pretty sure we'll be seeing you on Monday. Thank you very much. We are adjourned.